So it's my first time at the Stoop. So what do? I put my name in, of course. Right. The story I should tell you is about coming to the movies here in 1985 with my now husband on one of our first dates to see, of course, Top Gun, after which some of you were here, weren't you? With a birthday check from my Aunt Martha, because we were college students, had no money for movies, and Rob driving us home down York Road saying, "I feel the need for speed," and speeding back to Goucher College, where I graduated the year they voted to go co-ed, because it's Baltimore. So, but the story I am going to tell you, it's 1981. I'm in high school at the newly opened Owings Mills Junior Senior High School, and I have a gang of friends. And this is the first time in my life, I think, other than when my gang was my little sisters who I bossed around, that I had a gang of friends. And I was so pleased to belong. You remember that feeling the first time you belonged to a group of friends? My friend John, I don't know if he was the ringleader, but he was the one who gave us all our gang names, because we had to have those in our harmless little, mostly Jewish Owings Mills gang. And my one friend was Poozy. I don't know why, and I'm not sure I want to know what he meant by that. And my other friend was Smiley, because he smiled no matter what you said to him. It made it kind of hard in our drama classes, but he smiled, whatever. And my name was Scrub, which is a really awful name, and I think it probably had to do with my size. I mean, other people were like Beautiful Rose, and I was Scrub, because I was the scrubbiest, littlest one. But I had a name, and I was so glad to have a nickname and to belong to this group. And, of course, because it is your high school gang of friends, we had a lunch table. We were in the back right, you know, and we ate our buttercrunch cookies and our cheesesteaks and our french fries, because that was school food, every day together. And I belonged to that group. I even let my little sister sit there sometimes because I felt sure enough, you know, it was okay to have her there. Now, I kind of felt like the outsider in this group because I'd recently gone through this big conversion and decided I was, like, actually a Christian, not just went to church on Christmas Eve once in a while, and most of my friends were Jewish. So I'm thinking I'm the outsider. But, of course, this is 10th grade, and everybody's an outsider for some reason or another, and we're not telling each other yet. Now, it was a lovely lunch table, except John had a little problem. Now, I adored John. John and I were on the phone every night talking about musical theater and how we watched Soap and how much he loved Billy Crystal's character, because wasn't it amazing? There was a gay character. And I just couldn't figure out why John would not ask me out. But John had this problem at lunch where he would go through all the girls' purses and take stuff out. And if you had written a note to your best friend, Poozy, and put it in there about whatever boy you had a crush on or whatever you didn't want people to read, John would read it aloud at the lunch table. So somewhere in one of our, remember the three-hour phone calls, and the phone had a cord, and so you'd hide in the closet so your mother couldn't hear what you were talking about. And on one of our three-hour phone calls, Poozy decides that we need to break John of this habit. And the way we're going to break him of this habit is we are going to write a note saying that Smiley's mother is very ill. And then the next day we're going to write a note and we're going to say like that she died or something. Because wouldn't that be hilarious if he read that note? And then we'll be like, surprise. But see, stop pulling notes out of our purses and reading them. Now, one downfall in this is that Smiley's nickname was Smiley because he did this all the time, no matter what you were talking about. But we figured it'd be okay because he would do this even if his mother really had died the day before, probably. So that day, of course, John decides not to look in anybody's purse. So we all start whispering to each other, "Oh, I hear there's news. I think there's a note in Kathy's purse." And we really have to work it. But finally, John pulls the note out and reads it. And this is where it's not a funny story anymore. Because lo and behold, and surprising to me, who thought I was the outsider in the group, John kind of got mad at us. I mean, he got really mad, like not speak to us for a year, leave a jar of dog poop on my doorstep a couple weeks later, mad at us for this. I still had a gang, but we lost a member of our friend group that week, and I didn't know why. 4 years later, I'm a student at Goucher. I run into John in the mall at Towson. We, you know, it's Owings Mills, a real small high school, Baltimore. Some of you probably went to school with me, and I run into John at the Towson Mall, and then, finally, John tells me that he's gay, and that he's got a boyfriend at Towson, and he's really happy, and he thinks maybe he's finally over what we did to him in high school. I'm really glad for reconciliation that happened in that friendship. Side note that it turned out we'd had a same crush on the same boy through most of high school and we're secretly fighting for his affections and I didn't know it. So that might be the other reason he stopped speaking to me. I hope that I have a group of friends like that again. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's a lot harder at this age than it was at that age. I'm glad for my strong daughters who have groups of friends like that where they can say whatever to each other, including coming out by easier means than just talking about Billy Crystal's character on soap. Thanks.